Welcome to episode 341 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Donna, and George. I know you've heard of the Hard Rock brand. They stand for great music, fun, and all-around good time. What you may not know is that there are several all-inclusive Hard Rock resorts in the Caribbean and Mexico. We have a special guest here tonight to tell you all about Hard Rock Resorts. He also represents some other specialty resorts under the names Nobu, Eden Rock, and Unico. We are very pleased to welcome Roberto Trejo of AIC Resorts to the podcast.
Yay!
Round of applause.
Thank you.
So let's get started. So I guess we start with the Hard Rock Resorts because those are the ones people are probably more familiar with. But can you tell us where they're located and what makes them so cool?
First of all, they are cool because they are Hard Rock for sure. That's the number one. But we have mostly in Mexico and Dominican Republic. So we have one in Punta Cana. We have one in Cancun, one in the Riviera Maya, one in Vallarta, and the brand new Los Cabos. That's the newest Hard Rock all-inclusive that we have. And they are great because Hard Rock is all about music. So it's simple. If you like music, you like Hard Rock. As simple as that. If you don't like music, where are you living? Maybe Mars or something. Like that.
Yeah, we were at the one, was it Los Cabos or Puerto Vallarta?
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta. Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous there too. We had dinner there. And I've been to the Riviera Maya one, so I know that one is pretty big. Can you kind of tell us a little bit of difference? Like if something appeals to you, why you might like one over the other?
I always have that question made of what is my favorite. And for me, it's not like I have a favorite. Each one has their own personality. Mm-hmm. So for example, Punta Cana is almost 1,800 rooms. So it's massive. This is great if I'm going with my full family, you know, my brothers, my sister, my family, because we are so many and we're going to find something for every single person. So we have 13 different pools. There's one that is going to be just for quietness and reading my book. There's going to be one that others have all the activities. There's an adults only. There's a kids only. So you're going to find a lot of things there. For Hard Rock Cancun is in the middle of the hotel street. So it's energetic. That's what I call this one. If you go to Hard Rock, every time that I go to Hard Rock Cancun, I forget how much fun I have. When I start working for the company when I was in my 20s. So I used to, you know, go and for sure I stay at 4 or 5 a.m. or 3 a.m. Just hanging out and talking to people. Now, you know, I'm getting closer to my 40s and I have a kid. Now I go to bed early, right? However, every time I go to Hard Rock Cancun, for some reason, I pass my curfew time. So it's just so much fun, that property, that I do the same down there. So I recommend it for the people that is energetic, that people that don't want to go to bed early. Hard Rock Cancun is that for them. Hard Rock Riviera Maya is probably the most family-friendly. I just took my 9-month-old there in April. And it was the perfect spot for bringing a baby, because there's no waves. We have a natural cove. It's like an ocean pool, if I have to call it like that. It's a natural pool. And I was with my baby. I didn't have to worry about waves. She loved it. We could see fishes around and she was all fascinated. And at the same time, we have an adults only section. So I went early November to my brother's wedding. He got married there and was perfect because by then I didn't have a baby. So I have a bunch of nephews. They were in the other side splashing and I was in the adults only just having fun. So it's perfect. If you bring in families or you want an adults-only vacation, that's perfect. What I love about Vallarta is the destination. Vallarta, the Pacific side of Mexico, is so much fun. A lot of people go to the Caribbean side of Mexico because of blue water and what they see in postcards. But the Pacific side of Mexico is a lot of fun. So I go to Vallarta when actually I want to explore the destination, when I want what I like more about Mexican food. Vallarta, we are Nuevo Vallarta, which is the state of Nayarit, but the state of Jalisco is close and is the land of the tequila, obviously. So if you want authenticity, Vallarta is a place to go. And lastly, Hard Rock Los Cabos. Hard Rock Los Cabos, to me, it's like a chic, luxury, really nice destination. It's the newest hotel we have. So the rooms are amazing. For me, it's the most beautiful property because it's the only property that actually we built it from ground zero. So basically we did whatever we want. And one more time, it's in the Pacific of Mexico. So the destination is great to explore, great to do tours. That's what I love about them.
Okay, cool. So when I did, I haven't stayed at Hard Rock, but I did a inspection of the Riviera Maya one. And I remember them talking about like every day of the week had some kind of different theme and you could play in the band or you could sing sometimes. Do they still do stuff like that?
Yeah, we do have a program called The Sound of Your State. For us, at Hard Rock, our motto is put people in touch with music because that's what we are about it. So you know that when you enter any Hard Rock Cafe or any Hard Rock Hotel, you know, only entering a lobby, you enter in a museum of music. We actually have memorabilia display in the lobby that used to belong to artists. So it's, first of all, that's the first touch that we put in music. And The Sound of Your State is a perfect way also to put our clients to music because you can go to the front desk and get an electric guitar to your room. Obviously, the electric guitar comes with headphones. So you don't want the security knocking your door that you're jamming too hard. So they come in with headphones. The only thing I can hear is the person that had the guitar. And also for the youngest one, mostly youngest ones do it, but he's really 12 older. So all of us, we can do it. It's called Music Lab. And they put us in a room. We have different instruments. Basically, they form a band with us. Let's say they give you a guitar, they give me a drum set, one of you guys is a vocalist. So they're going to arm a band with us. And in a couple hours, they're going to teach us how to play one song. And I have done it before in trips with travel agents. I have done it, no experience whatsoever required. Really, if you have never touched an instrument, you can do it. And it's super easy chords. We were playing Sweet Home Alabama at the end of the day, which was fantastic. It is amazing. That's our motto, really. We want to put our clients in touch with music because music is not only a sound, it's memories, it's feelings. I took my dad for the first time a couple of years ago to the Hard Rock Riviera Maya. And he didn't want to go because he thought the Hard Rock was only for younger people. My dad is in the mid-60s. And he's like, Dad, you're going to have a lot of fun. Trust me. So he went to Hard Rock Riviera Maya. And just walking in the door, he's a big Led Zeppelin fan. So we do have a Stairway to Heaven, which are the stairs before to go to the lobby that take you to heaven section there. And he sees the hermit, which is receiving you at the door. The hermit basically was in the cover of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. And he just lost his mind. Yeah, he started explaining me all about it. And then he walked in the lobby and he starts seeing more memorabilia. He loved Johnny Cash. He see Johnny Cash guitars in there. And he just lost his mind. At the end of the day, my dad had the most fun because all that, what he saw, what he hear, wasn't not only about a hotel, it was to take him to a moment in his life where he was listening to that music or the first time he met my mom or things like that. So one more time, that's what music does to you. And that's what Hard Rock's a perfect spot for you too.
Yeah. And I think it's like, sometimes I feel like I'm not cool enough.
Yeah. I was thinking that exact same thing, that you are not cool enough. No, that I am. Yes. Totally.
But I don't think it's true. I think it's like you're saying, there's something for everyone there because the people I've sent there have loved it. Mm-hmm. And even if they didn't do the music stuff, they, I guess there's a, like a running path there that they went running on and stuff like that. So, lots of cool stuff.
In Punta Cana, I did the escape room there, which is an additional charge, but they have, I mean, they have everything there. The Punta Cana is huge. And you talked about the 13 pools. There's a fountain that I'm pretty sure they count as a pool because you probably could swim in it. It's like the biggest fountain I've ever seen in my life. But the escape room was really fun, and like something startled me and I screamed, which is something I do all the time. And the guy who's monitoring you to give you hints, just he totally typed out, ha 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 ha, on the screen. And I'm like, great. All... But we did. We had such a good time. And I do. I, when I walk into places like that, I'm like, oh, I am not cool enough for this place. This is not my scene. And by the end of it, I'm like, woohoo, I love it here.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, people think because hard rock is in our name, we are all about hard rock, you know, rock and roll and things like that. But really, one more time, and I'm going to repeat it so many times, our motto is music, not only rock. So like I say, my dad is a big Johnny Cash fan, and he finds Johnny Cash at hard rock. We have a lot of pop, a lot of Mexican music. So and we are the only hotel, I believe, that has what we call the vibe manager. He's literally a manager that controls the music in every single part of the hotel. And he not only controls the music, but he walks through the lobby, let's say, and he see what kind of age of people are there and where they come from. And he's gonna play music for them.
So he's essentially a DJ for the hotel.
Yeah, right? Basically, he's walking with an iPad and controlling the music. Decibels that you that we want it to be pleasant, so we're not gonna blast music, for example, in the lobby. So we need to have it. We're gonna have music. We're not gonna blast it. So we have. He's reading what are the decibels to be pleasant, and what is the how many the people, what kind of music they he thinks they like or she think they're gonna like, and they play it for them. So that's what. No, just walking to the hotel is a pleasing thing because there's a person just hired specifically for make you feel those feelings.
I think I was surprised when I first was introduced to the Hard Rock brand when I first started selling travel. I was surprised that they weren't adult-only resorts. They're all family-friendly, right? There's the adult-only section at Riviera Maya, but all of the other ones are totally family-friendly. Kids are welcome and...
This is what also separate our Hard Rocks from other Hard Rocks around the world. I've been in other Hard Rocks as well, and some of them are not that family-oriented. Some of them they are, some of them not, like every single other brand. But our Hard Rocks are definitely family-oriented. They are family-friendly. We do have tons of things, like you say, the Punta Cana. We have floor rider. We have a bowling alley, escape room. We went for a sales meeting there, and the fun stuff is after being in a ballroom talking boring things, we just want to distress, and we did, as a team, we did a laser tag. There's a laser tag room, and we just did laser tag. I feel Rambo, I have to say, and not to brag, but I have the highest score of all the I just went into
of
that.
Of course you did.
They're going to listen to this podcast and say, oh, he brought up the laser tag again.
not to brag, but I was the higher score. I'm saying I just something happened in my mind that I just changed, and I was rambling for a minute.
So, what kind of concerts have you guys done at Hard Rock?
Well, we have not done. I would say, and one more time, it's all about different kind of music. We have had one of my favorites. I try to see him every year if I can, and you will be surprised at who it is. Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, that's
Andrea
awesome.
I love Andrea Bocelli, and I go see him as every time he comes here. As a matter of fact, was my last concert before all this thing happened. I went to see Andrea Bocelli. So that's how much I love him. And he was at the Hard Rock Punta Cana. But see, it's not about rock and roll. Andrea Bocelli is classical music and opera, and I love it. But we have had... Guns N' Roses, which, it, by the way, is my favorite band in all the world. If you ask me, Guns N' Roses is a jam. We had Ringo Starr. We had Rihanna, Justin Bieber, Pitbull, I saw Bon Jovi at the Hard Rock Riviera Maya. Carrot Los Cabos, when we did a grand opening for all the people that was in the grand opening, we had a concert of Enrique Iglesias and Bret Michaels. And
that's a pairing.
Pool party. Well, first was Bret Michaels one night, then Enrique Iglesias the other one. We were not together. And the next day we have a pool party with Lil Jon. So that's how diverse of music you're going to hear at a Hard Rock. I remember Georgia Florida Line too at Hard Rock Cancun, for example, and they were super friendly. They, as a matter of fact, if you want to see our Hard Rock Cancun YouTube Shine On from Georgia Florida Line, they actually recorded at Hard Rock Cancun.
Oh, cool.
So I was there when they were recording it, and they actually did a free concert for our guests there. And they were super approachable. They were, you know, taking shots with people and taking pictures. Imagine Dragons as well there. So who I have not seen over there.
That's a wide variety. Well, I mean, yeah. I think we pretty much hit everything in music.
And my favorite band, Avett Brothers, does a like a festival there. Mm-hmm. They call it Avett's at the Beach. Yeah, they're doing it again. That's awesome. Okay, so one more thing before we move on to the other resorts is I wanted to touch on Woodward because I think that is so unique and cool. So can you talk about that?
So the first time I encountered Woodward or knew about Woodward, I went to Colorado to the Copper Mountain, and they have a basin there. And basically what Woodward is a camp for kids, teenagers, and adults to learn extreme sports, such as snowboarding, skiing, BMX biking, skateboarding. And that was the first time I went to Copper Mountain, and we did, they have classes of everything. Of course, you can ski and snowboard there. And that's the first encounter I ever had with Woodward. And they have four camps in the United States, two in California, one in Pennsylvania, and that in Copper Mountain. And then I learned that we have this amazing partnership with them. And we were going to open one in Riviera Maya, which, is, like I say, if you don't know what Woodward is, it's an 80,000 square feet facility, which has a BMX court, skateboarding ramps. You can, in the Riviera Maya, you can snowboard in and ski in our facility. You're not going to do it in snow because it's the Caribbean. You're going to do it what we call dry snowboarding, so which is pretty cool. Also, we have foam pits. We do have trampolines because we teach cheerleading as well. We do have parkour. We have a really cool parkour area. It's like Mayan ruins where you can do parkour, which is, if you don't know, what parkour is, like gymnastic using the elements of your city, which is pretty cool. And the best thing is, like, it's a camp. You don't need to know how to do these things. So you go, and we have instructors, and they go from super basics to expert level. So if you want to improve whatever you do, maybe your kid is amazing in the skateboard, and we can definitely help him to improve that. Or your kid has never skateboarded in his life, but he wants to do it, we can do it at Hard Rock Riviera Maya. So we have this facility, which is amazing. And outside, we have Rectangle, which is part of Woodward, which is an American Ninja Warrior arena, basically right there outside Woodward that kids can do, and it's amazing. So it's all about extreme sports, and we do have it at the Riviera Maya, which is the coolest thing. And of course, because when we have that partnership, they give me shirts and hats. And every time, I'm telling you, every time I go to the gym or I go to the movie theater somewhere, some teenager stop me and talk to me about Woodward. So if you don't know what Woodward is, maybe your teenager knows.
Yeah, right. Because- So I have kids, and this is the mom in me. Are they strapped in while they're doing these exotic stunts and things?
No.
No. You saw stream. You sign a release.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he breaks his head. And, yeah.
Obviously, we have all the equipment. We're not gonna let him do it with a helmet and the knee pads and elbow pads and all those things. And like I say, we start from beginners. So you're a beginner. Okay. you're not going to go to the highest ramp and do it that. So we go little by little to make sure your kids don't do that. And one more time, it's not a skateboard park where you just bring your skateboard. We have experts there teaching those kids to do that. And of course, you come on vacation, don't expect your kid going to the next Winter Olympics after just being a week in Woodward. But definitely, they're going to have fun. So it's really safe. As a matter of fact, I have done it in fam trips as well. And I'm not for any reason someone that can't be in a skateboard, or I'm really bad at balancing stuff. So I have done it.
So you're wearing the harness.
Yeah. I'm here. Never done that. And obviously kids know how to do it better, but really about safety in the place is all about having experts guiding your kids about that. It's not like we leave them themselves. It's just having experts teaching them how to do it. And that's the way we we're working safe, having the experts teaching your kids.
I actually asked them when I was there if my oldest son roller skates and he skates on quads. He doesn't do a lot of bowl work, but he was considering it a few years ago. And I asked if he brought his skates, would he be able to use the facility? And they basically said, maybe. I won't make any promises. What they would do is evaluate his equipment, because they don't have any of that equipment there, and then make sure that he had some ability. So I was really impressed with how they answered. It was like, we're not going to say no, but we're also not going to say yes. You'd need to, you know, we'd need to see him and how he, you know, what his skill level was. So, yeah.
And it's not included, right? It's extra.
It is extra. It's not part of the inclusions. It's extra. And another thing that I have to say one more time, this is going to be a vacation experience. If you want your kids to go to the Winter Olympics, definitely send them to Woodward in the other places where they can actually do it for a longer time. Because, yeah, they can turn your kid on that, but don't expect it on vacations. Unless you want to move to the hotel and we can accomplish that.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, so tell us about Nobu.
Well, that was a quick switch.
Well, I'm looking at the show notes. We're moving on now. Okay, well, transition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Nobu, it's a brand that I like a lot because the brand as a Hard Rock, just like Hard Rock, started as a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, the brand Hard Rock started as a restaurant and then became hotels. No, exactly the same. That's why we partnered with them. And that's what we started the friendship, because it's similar. The history of both brands are similar. Obviously, the chef Nobu Matsuisha, which is basically the brand ambassador and the founder of Nobu, he is a chef that not only have experience in Japan, he was well known for mixing also Latin American flavors in the Japanese Japanese cuisine. He is a study chef in Japan. You know, like culinary skills in other countries are not like what we know. Like for me, going to do something in my kitchen is not what they do. They actually study, and he studied so many years to accomplish the perfection that he does at cooking. But what I love is the story about Chef Nobu. Chef Nobu always dreamed to open a restaurant in the United States. So from Japan, he couldn't move right away to the United States. So he moved to different countries. For some reason, he ended in Peru. And what he loved about Peru is the Lima is right there in the water. So he could get the fresher ingredients because he has the belief that if you want to cook the best food, you need the best ingredients. So he would always wake up early to get the first fish, to get in the market, to get the fresher ingredients. Well, the coolest thing is that he didn't have all the ingredients that he had in Japan. So he started experimenting with Peruvian and South American flavors. And that was what made Nobu in that time being a pioneer of what he did. At the end of the day, he finally saved money to move to the United States, and he opened his first restaurant in Alaska, of all the places in Alaska. But Alaska is a great place to get fish and real fresh fish.
Yeah. Sure.
He opened a restaurant. He was really successful, and he went to visit family in Japan, and his restaurant burned to the ground. He lost everything he had, and he has to start from zero again to accomplish his dream. He started working in a restaurant to make money to get his dream come true, and he finally saved enough money to go to Los Angeles, to California. And he opened his first restaurant in California called Matsuisha. And he basically started a restaurant there, and it became a hit. You know, all these stars came to this restaurant. And the best thing about Nobu is he didn't know who the people were. So he was treating you the same that he treated Robert De Niro, for example. So that was made him really successful what he did. And Robert De Niro, talking about him, came to the restaurant and offering him to partner to open a restaurant. He loved the cuisine of the Chef Nobu. So he offered him to open a restaurant, and Chef Nobu say, no, I'm not interested. I'm happy where I am. It took 4 years for Robert De Niro to convince Chef Nobu to open a restaurant in New York. And finally, he convinced him after 4 years of Robert De Niro begging him, which is amazing. If Robert De Niro come to me and
open a business, I say yes.
But Chef Nobu Matsuishi took his time, and he opened this restaurant in New York, Nobu, and more success for him. So they start opening restaurants around the world, and people are really loyal to the brand. So a lot of celebrities, a lot of people that are in the Nobu world travel to the cities just to eat a Nobu. So that's where came the idea to actually host them and build the hotels. And that's what we entered. We don't own all the Nobu. We do not own all the Nobu hotels, but we own three, one in Miami, one in Chicago, and the one in Los Cabos. Two of them, we build them from ground zero, which is Chicago, and the one in Los Cabos. And what I love about this brand is the perfect American dream story, that if you work really hard and you believe in your dream, you can be successful just like Nobu did. Also, what I love about this brand is that it's a luxury hotel, but a lifestyle hotel. How many times you have not been in a luxury hotel where go inside, everything is kind of boring. You know, everything is about a luxury. You got the best drink, the best food, but there's nothing to do in a city. So you get out, you go out and have fun. Or you go to this hotel where it's lifestyle hotel and you have a lot of fun and they have a great atmosphere, but the drinks are not really good. The accommodation are not the best because it's not a luxury hotel. What I love about Nobu is the mixture of both. It's a lifestyle hotel with a luxury hotel. And that's what I love. Yeah, I feel really comfortable. The luxury is not forced, and that's what I love about this brand. One other thing that I love about the brand, every hotel has a restaurant. That restaurant is the heart of our operation. So if you stay at Nobu, you know you can go to that restaurant and actually try the best cuisine of Chef Nobu Matsuishi.
So you can get a reservation as a hotel guest. Is it guaranteed, or do you
have? It's not guaranteed, but you have priority access to the reservations. Obviously, it's a really popular restaurant wherever we put it. So, but when you stay at Nobu, you have prior reservation. In some of our hotels, you actually have room service from the restaurant, which is really cool. So if you don't want to actually go down, sometimes you don't feel like going down, you just feel like staying in the room. Some items are available for room service when you stay at Nobu. So that's a really cool thing.
So I'm assuming the ones in the U.S. are not all-inclusive. Is the one in Los Cabos?
No, Nobu is not an all-inclusive brand. It's what it is also part of the Nobu philosophy. It's basically giving you the same through the brand. And we definitely will not be able to do the Nobu restaurant all-inclusive. So we decide to not do it like that. It's an EP experience. But definitely, I will definitely, if you love Japanese cuisine, you need to go at least one time to the Nobu just to experience it yourself. And it's different, and it is a different experience. I will guarantee you that you're going to love it. And what I love also about the hotels and the restaurants is in a great, they are in great locations. So the one in Chicago is in the West Loop, that is an upcoming place area in Chicago. It's becoming like the Soho area with all these amazing restaurants and speakeasies are opening. The one in Los Cabos is next to the Hard Rock Los Cabos, a great location, what I'm going to say. Great view, and the restaurant has one of the best views of Los Cabos. And the one in Miami is in Miami, is in Miami Beach, in the middle of Collins Street. We are actually neighbors of the Fontainebleau Hotel, so We share beach and we share location. Is in the middle of everything. So definitely that's what I love. You're going to be in the best location possible.
Cool. Well, and the Nobu in Miami shares a facility, if you will, with Eden Rock. So you want to talk a little bit about Eden Rock as well?
Right. Yeah. Eden Rock is an iconic hotel in Miami. If you want to say iconic hotel, Eden Rock is that. He's been there since the 50s. I will tell you, I Love Lucy, the episodes in Miami were filmed at that hotel, Eden Rock. So you can imagine how iconic. Elizabeth Taylor used to brag about that, Frank Sinatra. So we are talking about one of the most iconic places in Miami. We keep it like that. And the most interesting thing is the outside of the hotel is exactly the same looking that we had in the 50s and from the beginning. And why is because basically the building is considered as a landmark of Miami. So we are not allowed to do anything. Of course, from the inside, it's totally renovated. So don't think that the facilities are outdated. As a matter of fact, you know, a long time ago, we update everything inside. It's a chic hotel, it's fresh, it's definitely so Miami. I live in Miami a couple of years, and how I describe it is so Miami. That's how I describe it. It's super chic. It's correct. We are, Nobu and Eden Rock are next to each other. Their lobbies are connected. They share pools. There's one pool that Nobu have access only for Nobu, but the most of the pools and bars and restaurants, including the Nobu restaurant, is there as well for the Eden Rock. Eden Rock don't have access to those Nobu perks. So yeah, you probably want to do early reservation if you stay at Eden Rock. But what I love is super chic. And most of the rooms at the Eden Rock are ocean view. So if you want an ocean view in Miami, that's probably one, the best place to be in Eden Rock. The beach is fantastic. It's one of the best. I'm sorry for my accent. The best beaches in Miami. I have to say it so you don't understand wrongly. But it's definitely is one of the best beaches in Miami. Me that I live there, when I live north, like probably like 10 minutes from the hotel. And because I wanted to have the best spot, I always went out where Eden Rock was, and I always enjoy the beach. But like I said, it's super central. I bike to South Beach when I stay there. We have bikes there, and you can bike. I don't recommend to bike to South Beach. I recommend taking Uber. It's faster, and you're gonna be there, not sweating to the restaurant. Because it's Miami. You have to remember that it's hot. That what I like is that is a great location. It's a beautiful hotel. You're going to stay in one of the most historic landmarks in Miami, and it's chic. You're going to feel the luxury. You're going to feel the fun. One more time, it's one of those lifestyle hotel. Another restaurant I like that shared this, Malibu Farm, is one of the closest restaurants to the beach in Miami. And Malibu Farm is called that because it's farm to table. So everything that you're going to eat there is fresh. I love that restaurant, and I would definitely recommend that if you're in Miami to visit it.
I think I remember walking up there and seeing that.
We did go see it. It was also hot, I think. I remember it was November. Very hot.
It wasn't that hot. Of course it was.
It
was hot.
I sweat.
It's Miami.
Well, we're running out of time, and I don't want to cheat this hotel because it's my favorite.
Okay, transitioning.
Transitioning back to all-inclusive.
Yes, Unico. Let's hear some about Unico.
Unico is our baby, what I can tell you. All the other brands that I mentioned, we didn't create it. Our company is called AIC Hotel Group. Of course, we franchise and we have this partnership. Unico is our baby. We create it. So that's why we are so inspired and so happy to talk about Unico 2087. Unico means unique in Spanish. And when we create this hotel thinking and an EP hotel, a European plan, so non all inclusive. That's what we build it. We want to an all inclusive that feels like it's not all inclusive. Like you go into the restaurant and feel that you have to pay a $200 bill, but at the end of the day, you don't pay it. That's what we want it to feel. So we want to, in that, now there's hotels that are popping up that are Unico-ish stylists. But in that time, when we start creating, there were nothing like that. So we were really hard thinking, how are we going to call this brand? And yeah, it's a unique brand. Let's just call it Unico. And just in case that we decide to, in the future, if we decide to expand this brand, we add the 2087. The 2087 is the location. So even if we open another Unico, they're going to be unique in the name. So the 2087 are the location. That's what I love. And what we wanted is an all-inclusive that you actually feel that you're in a destination. So a lot of the things inside the hotel are created, the art pieces are created in the location. Which is around Akumal, Tulum. So that's what you're going to find in there. We have a lot of artisanies in the lobby, just like how Rock has the instruments, we have artisanies. The food that you're going to find is inspired as well by the region as well as the drinks. So we wanted this fine meal and drinking experience. So that's what we decide to do with this hotel. We have a great bar. It's called Bar Balam, which is all about mixology. And mixology, not only just mixing different creating drinks, but unique drinks of the destination. Like this amazing drink that I love is called Balam, which means jaguar in Mayan, that has hibiscus syrup that we call in Mexico Jamaica. That's how we call it. And it's a really Mexican flavor. So that's what we integrate in our mixology. And that's what I love so much about this brand, because really you're going to an all-inclusive to eat and drink, but this is a different experience. This is a fine drinking and meal experience. One of my favorite meals to have in the pool. Normally when you are gone all-inclusive, when you're in the pool, the meals are not that good because, you know, our pool meals, you know, is like pizza, fries, and things like that. But at Unico, one of our pools had at La Yuda. At La Yuda is basically like a big tortilla with beans and steak. And this is from the region of Oaxaca. So the only way to try that is if you go to Oaxaca, Mexico, to try it. So that's what I love, that is we're bringing Mexico to you. For you to explore, for you to enjoy. And that's what we love, Unico 2087.
And this is adult only.
It is.
Yes, I forgot to mention, this is adults only. All the what I love from the lower category to the highest category, the amenities are exactly the same. So even if you pay the most money in your room, you're going to have the same amenities to all the rooms, because we want to make you feel in home. Every room has what we call a local host. because we want to make you feel like home. So the local host is like, mi casa tu casa, I'm going to do everything for you while you're on vacation and make you feel comfortable. And like I say, all the amenities are the same. The only difference, of course, if you want more square footage, you get an upgrade. So that's what you're going to get. The difference is a square footage and view. But the lower category is the swimming pool room and the ocean view. So ocean view and swimming pool room, these are the lower category of rooms that we
have. Yeah, that it's so unusual. Yeah, entry level is that way. And just as a personal attestation, you know, I've stayed at Unico with my husband for a couple of days. And I found that, I mean, you know, talking about that sort of trying to create a luxury hotel experience that feels like it's EP, but it's actually all inclusive. You know, somebody came out to our pool. We had an entry level swim out room and brought us drinks. Like they actually had pool bar service that came to you. And then we ate in the Mexican restaurant. Ate at all the restaurants. Yeah, but it's beautiful. And we had tableside guac that was extraordinary. It wasn't just tableside guac. It was extraordinary. And then the meal finished with this coffee that with the ritual and the, you know, they spoon it over and they set it on fire. Like really big deal that normally would be, you know, it was a 2-hour dining experience. I mean, it was a beautiful dining experience, and usually at an all-inclusive they're kind of, you know, rotating you out, and you know, you're not really asked to linger, but it was really
and in that Mexican restaurant we change every year the executive chef, so your clients have a different experience. The executive chef is a Mexican executive chef that has restaurant in Mexico City or in Guadalajara and Monterrey. It's a big chef that is coming, taking over the restaurant, so you have a culinary experience. And every summer, including this summer, I'm going to have Superbia, which bring in chefs from all over the country to take over our restaurants for a period of a week at a time. So you're going to have, that restaurant is going to be different every single week with different flavors from Mexico. Mixologists in our bar, taking over our bar. So if you come through the summer, you're going to experience that.
That sounds awesome. Alrighty, cool. Well, we're out of time.
Yeah, we are.
I can talk a lot. Sorry.
I was gonna say. That was awesome. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Roberto. That was awesome.
Yay!
Thank you, guys.
So good to see you again, too. It's been a long COVID year.
It's been a long.
On behalf of Donna, Elizabeth, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.